welcome to another edition of the Pitching In NPL show. This week, we're going to continue our little catch-up with some of the managers who've made decent starts to the season. This week, we're going to be joined by the managers at Bradford Park Avenue and Matlock Town. But also, on this week's edition of the NPL show, we're also going to be talking the FA Cup, as we'll be joined by Ian Rowe, manager of Sporting Kalza. Their match in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup will be live on the BBC Red Button on Saturday lunchtime. So we'll be catching up with Ian and his thoughts ahead of that game. And speaking of sides at step four, we're also going to be hearing from two clubs who've had 100% starts to their league seasons. Hebburn Town in the East will be joined by Daniel Moore, their manager, later in the show, and his counterpart at Kidsgrove Athletic, who've had a brilliant start in the West Division, Scott Dundas, will also be joining us too. But before all of that, let's kick things off talking about the Premier Division. And currently on a run of four games unbeaten in the league, we've got Bradford Park Avenue. So let's have a bit of a catch-up now with the manager at the Horsfall Stadium, and it's a big welcome to the show to Mark Bauer. Well, Mark, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Cup this weekend, just a bit of a general catch-up. Four games unbeaten now in the league for Bradford Park Avenue. How's things going in this opening month of the season?
Yeah, I think it's been a tough start for us. You know, first game, Macclesfield, we saw how good they were in that first game, and then we had some difficult away games in there as well. So what we expected, really, come up against some really good sides, and we found it difficult. But we're after losing our first two, we're starting to find our feet a little bit, and we've managed to get ourselves a settled side recently, which has allowed us to put in some decent performances and pick up some good results.
Yeah, first couple of games of the season is, a nice game against Macclesfield to kick things off, and then an away trip to Atherton Coles on the following Tuesday. So certainly, welcome to the Northern Premier League. But do you feel like the squad's found its feet now and is ready for the month of September?
Yeah, I think so. I think we've, had a bit of a taste of all different kinds of opposition. You've got Macclesfield and Bamber Bridge that play really good football. You've had come across a big physical, strong guys, the team on Monday, where, they're a lot more direct and in your face. So we've had a few different tests played, on our nice 3G. We've played away at Atherton on a difficult surface. So we've had a bit of a mix of experiences so far, and what will probably be typical of the league throughout the course of the season. But yeah, ultimately, we've got our focus is on doing the best we can to impose ourselves on opposition. And, we've started to do that, especially at home over the last couple of weeks.
And speaking of that mix of opponents, I mean, like you touched upon there, the weekend you just had, you've played Ilkeston, you beat them 4-1. Then you've got that local derby against Geisler, an eventful game, let's call it, on Bank Holiday Monday. I mean, it is a tough league, though, isn't it? When you've got a mix like that, where just in the space of 72 hours, you're playing two very different teams.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's, with the number of 3G pitches in the league, I think there's 8 or 9 of the teams have got 3G, so they can rely on a consistent surface through the course of the season for all the home games and quite a few other away games. You base your recruitment on playing on that kind of surface. Maybe some of the other teams where the pitch is going to be more difficult, they're going to be playing a majority of the games on. They probably, need to have a bit more of an emphasis on physicality and being a little bit more direct. So, yeah, it's good. I think it's good. Different challenge every week, and the teams that can adapt best and master both sides of it are probably the ones that are going to be successful come the end of the season.
So just a bit of a catch-up more generally, obviously, about the mood at the club and pre-season. I mean, what's your hopes for this season at Park Avenue, because you've kept much of the squad from last season, haven't you? You've added to it as well. So what's your general impression about what's possible this year at the Horsfall?
I think if we can keep, we've got a thin squad, we don't have big numbers, we will rely on keeping people fit and on the pitch, and if we do that, then I feel that we're more than capable of challenging, well up in the top half of the table. Want to be competing and in the fight, I guess, come April time. That's where I'd like us to be, challenging to try and get back up to the National North. We know how difficult it'll be. You only have to look at some of the money that's being spent by the teams that fancied being right at the top. They won't just have good 11s. They'll have good 17, 18, 19 men squads that can deal with the rigours of a full season in different conditions. So competing with them will be tough, but like I say, if we can manage to keep people fit, then I feel we can compete with the best in the league. That's going to be the main thing for us, is making sure we, as much as possible, we can get a stronger team out on the pitch as possible. And like I say, if we do that, then we've got a chance of being pretty successful.
And a player who's had a really good start to the season is Will Longbottom, who's obviously scored plenty of goals in this opening month. I mean, how good has he been?
Yeah, he's been good, Will. He's you know, only a bit of an emergency striker for us last season. We sort of recognised he's got good pace and makes good runs in behind. And you know, from his midfield position last season, he pops up with one or two goals and likes to get forward and running behind defenders. So we try to use that a bit further up the pitch. Played him as a striker back end of last season. He got a few goals for us and wanted to do that from the start this season. But we had a couple of injuries in midfield, so he had to drop back into his you know, more original position. And it's only more recently when we've had players coming back that we've been able to push him back forward. And I think he's got 4 in 4. So yeah, really, really pleased for him. You know, obviously if you can get that goal score that can get you 20-25 goals a season, then that goes a long way to helping you to be successful. So Will getting 4 from 6, he's off to a good start. And if you can keep up that sort of ratio, 2 in every 3, then he's going to get plenty for us this season.
Now let's go to the FA Cup then. All kicks off on Saturday against Concert, away from home. Concert have had a very good start in the East Division, haven't they, this season? So what's your thoughts on this one? This on paper looks like a very tricky game.
Yeah, really difficult one for us, really difficult away from home against a team in really good form, just a division below us. It's, you know, one of the worst ones you could probably get, really. So yeah, tough one for us. We just got to go there and do our jobs, try and impose ourselves, and you know, remember the fact that we're 4 unbeaten and we've had a good couple of weeks, been scoring plenty of goals and looked a threat. We've got to make sure we concentrate on that. We'll respect them and know, do our homework on them, make sure we know what we're up against, and hope for a bit of luck as well, because throughout my career I've had terrible luck in this competition, never seemed to catch a break in it, and always seem to be drawn away from home. So just hoping that one season, just saving up one big season where I can go on a massive run and really enjoy it. But it's not been kind to me over many years. So hopefully, you know, this year it might change and we can have a good run. Because obviously all clubs at our level and below, you know, desperate for a cup run and everything that comes along with that.
It comes at an interesting time, this, as well, because like we've touched upon in this interview, you're in the middle of this run that's been started off in August. And I suppose it doesn't matter if it's FA Cup or the league or the West Riding Cup. It's all about keeping that momentum going now as we head into September.
It is, yeah, massive momentum. We've found that, you know, over the last certainly few years, that we can get ourselves on decent little winning runs and unbeaten runs. But, you know, it's easy to go the other way as well once, you know, lose a couple of games. And before you know it, you know, 2 or 3 more, you're on a really bad one. So yeah, we'd like to maintain that unbeaten run as long as possible, obviously, and a player playing with confidence and trying things that maybe they wouldn't normally try, and that kind of thing can always be beneficial for you. So confidence is a massive thing, and winning games is the biggest way to you know, grow that confidence within a team and within individual players.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously after that you've got these league matches as well. I'm an FC fan. I love the FC United Bradford Park Avenue matches of back in the day. Some cracking matches, that's for sure. And Hyde United and Workington as well coming to the Horsfall in September. So looking forward to those challenges.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, probably the 2 or 3 right at the top will be a little bit more consistent. But, you know, what I've probably found and seen from a lot of teams at the level is, you know, you could get one team 1 week and they might be on a little bit of a downer and you can, you know, turn them over relatively comfortably, which probably fair to say we did against Ilkeston. But if we'd have played them 1 week or 2 before, we'd have probably found them a very different animal. I think teams are, you know, probably a little bit more inconsistent than the level above. But on the day, anyone in this league is capable of putting in a really good performance and you know, getting a comfortable victory. So FC have obviously been very good at home. Really, really good when I watch them against Ilkeston last Tuesday night. You know, really good game, entertaining game, some really good football. They've got a lot of pace and legs about them with FC, so you'll know that more than me. But yeah, it'll be a difficult one for us. Obviously, prefer to be playing them at home at this stage after they've had such a good start at home. And then yeah, Hyde and Workington, 2 teams as well that do our homework on, and hopefully we can stretch our unbeaten run as long as we can.
And last question, Matt, just about, you know, not just about the FA Cup but the league as well and everything else that's going on at the Horsfall Stadium. How much are you looking forward to this challenge now you've got some results under your belt? It's been a good run over the past 4 matches or so. So how much are you looking forward to continuing that progress and the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think it's been crazy this first, you know, you're playing, what, 6 games in just over sort of couple of weeks, really, aren't you? With, you know, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday, Monday, we've done. It's been a crazy schedule. So, yeah, just getting settled down and getting into a, you know, more normal routine of probably playing Saturday and the odd midweek in between every now and again, I think will, you know, suit a majority of the teams. When we, as a club, we've had, you know, last few seasons in the north, we've, you know, we've known we've been up against it with the budget that we've had and what have you, that it's always been a challenge to try and stay in the division, and we've got a different mentality this time. You know, last few years it's been a survival one. You know, now we're in this division, we certainly should be competing with you know, more of a majority of the teams and looking up, you know, looking going into games expecting to win rather than, you know, maybe our fans turning up hoping we'd win in the league above. So yeah, it's you know, really looking forward to the challenge and you know, a little bit of different mentality. We've got a lot of players that have been used to that in the north in the past couple of years, so turning that round and having that more consistent winning mentality and doing the things, not just playing well, but you know, grinding out results when you're not playing well as well, is what you've got to do when, you know, you want to have aspirations of finishing, you know, towards those playoff places.
Well, Matt Bauer, manager of Bradford Park Avenue, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. All the best up at concert this weekend, and all the best in the coming matches, and catch up again very soon.
See you then. Thank you.
Matt Bauer there, manager of Bradford Park Avenue, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's go to his counterpart now at Matlock Town. They too sit in the league table on 8 points after the opening six rounds of matches. And it was a good win for Matlock on Bank Holiday Monday. They travelled to Stafford Rangers and defeated Stafford Rangers by 4-2. And let's have a bit of a catch-up now with the manager at Causeway Lane. And it's a big welcome back to the show now to Matlock Town manager. Here's Martin Carruthers. Well, Martin, a big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations for that Bank Holiday Monday result at Stafford Rangers. Quite a game of football. How was your afternoon at Marston Road?
It was testing, to say the least. We lost 5 players during the game at Marine. So on Sunday, you know, scrambling around trying to get deals done for players, but due to it Bank Holiday weekend and the FA not working on Monday and the new IFS system, it was difficult to get anybody signed in time. So Monday morning we only had 12 players available for the game, but a couple of the players turned up and dug deep, and you know, 3 played injured and 2 were on the bench who were injured. So to get 3 points was a huge bonus, because at one stage we didn't think we were going to put out a side, knowing that, you know, players were playing injured and we might have to bring them off. So huge credit to the players. You know, they dug deep, you know, over the Bank Holiday weekend, and we somehow managed to get 3 points out of it.
One of those players who certainly turned up on Monday was Jonathan Margetts, and we saw his goal-scoring record at Stamford, didn't we? I mean, how's his start to his Matlock career been?
If you look at his goals now, he's got 5 goals in 6 games, but in all honesty, in the first 2 games, you know, we didn't create a chance for him. We'd been feeding on scraps, but you know, we know what Mark is all about. He's a clinical striker, and they're worth the weight in gold. And you know, if he gets a chance, half a chance, then you know he's going to stick it away. And he scored, you know, those goals against Stafford at crucial moments. The first one after 4 minutes, and then the penalty, which resulted in the sending off their goalkeeper, which certainly swung the game our way. But his goal for his hat trick was sublime. Great run on the shoulder of the defender, and most strikers wouldn't have took that early. And he just followed it over the keeper's head. A great finish, and it's great for Mars, because he's not an happy man when he's not scored. So as long as he keeps scoring, he's happy and we're happy.
Oh, good stuff. And obviously, when we talk about the start of the season, I mean, it's drawn 2. Lost 2, but 1-2 at the same time. I mean, what have you made to the start of the season? Because those 2 defeats have come against Marine and Macclesfield, so I'm not too sure you can read too much into it, and especially given the injuries that you spoke about as well in this opening month.
Yeah, we've been decimated by injuries. I've never known anything like it. It's been a strange pre-season. You know, players being away on holiday, players being injured and not being able to put your full strength side out, and then you go into the new season hoping that everybody's going to be fit. But you know, with bad luck, people getting injured in warm-ups, we've had 2 red cards already this season, so it's been a strange start. And even when we saw the fixture list, you know, it's so difficult for us with the cricket club next to us, because it forces us to play away from home on a Saturday. Luckily we got Bamber Bridge playoff finalists, first home game of the season, picked up a point. Then we had to go to the favourites for the league, Macclesfield away, and they gave us a bit of a lesson. It was a bit of an eye-opener, to be honest. But, you know, at least we knew where we were in terms of where we need to get to if we want to be challenging at the top of the table. But, yeah, the bank holiday weekend was due to play Marine at home on the Saturday. But, again, due to the cricket, we've had to play away, and it's cost us 3 points. Our own form is excellent. It's our waveform we need to improve on. And I say to have 4 away games is a really tough start. So, you know, to get 8 points, we're happy with that. It's where we thought we would be. And we should get some home games in succession now, which will hold us in good stead. Saying that, we've now got to go to games we're away in the FA Cup. So that's 3 away games on the spin. So football can be cruel at times, but, you know, you have to dig deep, and certainly got to change our mentality away from home. And we did that in abundance against Stafford.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, the flip side is, I suppose you've got those home games coming up, haven't you, which is something to look forward to. But just to touch upon your expectations this season, Martin, because I think everyone, you know, who follows Northern Premier League football would agree that what was achieved at Matlock Town last season with 3 managers and yourself coming in to see Matlock into the playoff positions, that was some achievement. And I'm imagining heading into pre-season, I mean, what was that like for yourself, having a pre-season under your belt heading into a new season for once?
To be honest, I was really excited going into this season, because obviously we brought in some new players who we thought, you know, would improve us. When you think you've got the whole pre-season to bond and gel together, but it's not quite happened. And like I said, you know, with players going away on holiday, players being injured and chopping and changing all the time, it's been frustrating. But it's the same for every non-league club. You know, you have to respect that players can only go away at certain times of the year, and they have lives, they have families as well, and you have to respect that. So, you know, you can't get too downbeat, but planning and preparation is key. Yes, we'd love to be challenging the playoffs again. I mean, you look at the league this season, and there's been some strange results. There's only Radcliffe who are running away with it at the minute, but anybody can beat anybody. So, you know, I think the key for us this season is to win as many home games as possible, and be more resilient away from home. And if you can pick up points and the odd win here and there, then you're going to be in with half a chance. Because, like I say, apart from Radcliffe, I think it's going to be pretty open. And any team who's not at the races on any given day, you know, can get beat by the so-called bottom sides.
And going back to the recent results, I mean, given the up and down nature of player availability and the availability of Causeway Lane at times, I mean, it's come across this interview, but you must be encouraged with the fact, you know, you've managed to get some decent results in this opening month of the season, and this potentially has some momentum behind it, what you've created for this year.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've played some decent sides already, so they're out of the way now. You know, our next two home games in the league, we've got Marsk at home and then Warrington Ryland, so they're 2 games we'll be looking to win between the FA Cup games. We'd love to go on an FA Cup run. The club have been knocked out at this stage the last 2 seasons, so we're going to try and put that right, you know, away at Gainsborough. But, you know, another side that got in the playoffs, you know, last year, I know they're much changed this year, but they'll still be a competitive side who will be going all out to win the game. So, yeah, I still think there's going to be lots of twists and turns this season. You know, I'm hoping that Radcliffe will slip up and teams will claw the way back in. But, you know, as it stands at the minute, I think, you know, come the 10-game mark, you sort of know where you are in terms of position and points and what you're going to need, if you need any more players, or, you know, you're happy with what you've got to kick on for the rest of the season.
And obviously we've touched upon it here, but the FA Cup on Saturday, Gainsborough Trinity, I mean, they're unbeaten at home, aren't they, for the first for opening month of the season. So it's going to be a tough challenge. And obviously, without giving too much away with who's available for yourselves at Matlock Town for this one, I mean, what's your thoughts on what's possible on Saturday?
We've got to believe we can go there and win. We know all about Gainsborough and how good they are at home. I think it was my second game for Matlock last year, and we got beat 3-0, and deservedly so. You know, they were a very good team last year, played very good football, good young side with energy. So it's a tall order. But my last game for Ilkeston last year came in the FA Cup away at Matlock, and we beat them 2-0. So I'm hoping that fate strikes again, and we can pick up a great victory and get us into the next round.
And then after that, obviously you've got those home games coming up as well, Mass United and Warrington Marlins in the league, and I bet you can't wait for that, given the past couple of weeks on the road. So how much are you looking forward to what's possible at Matlock Town as we head into the month of September and beyond?
Yeah, really looking forward to it. You know, we have fantastic home support. You know, the supporters have been fantastic away from home this season as well. Even the defeats are always supporting us and cheering us on. So, you know, we want to make our own ground a fortress. And we did that last year, and, you know, during my time last season when we came in December, we only lost one game at home to Guiseley. So if we can keep, you know, our home form really good and improve our away form, then that'll give us a great chance of getting the playoffs again.
Well, Martin Carruthers, manager of Matlock Town, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Best of luck this weekend in the FA Cup, and all the best in the coming matches in the league, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, mate.
Martin Carruthers there, manager of Matlock Town, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. Let's talk about the FA Cup now, and the first qualifying round is happening on Saturday, and the match, which will be live on the BBC website as well as on the Red Button, will see our very own Sporting Calza take on Darlaston Town of the Midlands Premier Division. It's been a good start to the season for Sporting Calza. They sit second in the Midlands division of the Northern Premier League. So in good form heading into this first qualifying round of the FA Cup on Saturday. And for a bit of a catch up now ahead of this game in the FA Cup on Saturday afternoon, let's hear from the manager at Sporting Calza. It's a big welcome back to the show to Ian Rowe. Well, Ian, a big thank you for joining us. And before we get to the FA Cup this weekend, just a bit of a general catch-up. A defeat on Monday, a narrow defeat, but four wins from four before that in the league. So how's preparations going ahead of the FA Cup for Sporting Calza this weekend?
Yeah, we started off disappointed on Monday. Obviously, we've got a few factors behind it, but, you know, we still put a strong enough side there. We've got a couple of injuries and niggles and people away. But we started off well. If someone would have said to me you'd take 12 points from the first 15 available, looking at the fixtures we got, I would have probably said, OK, I'll go with that look, you know what I mean? It gives you a base to springboard from.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, second in the league table at the moment on the same number of points as the leaders, Spalding United. And what's your expectations for this season at Sporting Calza? Because We've caught up numerous times over the seasons now, Ian, and each time you've wanted progression, you've achieved that, and certainly last season was a brilliant campaign. So what's your thoughts on what's possible this time round at the club?
Which, again, like you just said, it's every year since I've been at the club we've progressed, whether it's points tally, the league winning, or this and that. We just got to try and, obviously, for us to emulate what we did last year is the minimum. So, you know, we finished fourth last year and we won a challenge. We won a challenge, and Spalding are going to, I'm not just picking on them, but Spalding have got, they've got a good outfit. They've got a very good side, as well as Corby's and the Arbors. They're all strong. So, you know, we've got a battle on our hands. There's a couple of newcomers who've started really well as well to the season. So there's a couple of unknown quantities as well. And there's always one of them that pops up every year. So we've got to, you know, it's our third year in the league, and look, you know, we're going to try and give it a go and see where it takes us.
Yeah, and the opening league game of the season was, you know, a trip to Rushden and Diamonds. And going back to my original question, that's getting off to a very good start, to say the least, for the club.
Yeah, I'm quite surprised where, you know, Rushden's, I think, the five games in, and they haven't picked up a point. And from the first game when we went there, it was really tough. It was a battle. And, you know, there was a big crowd in there, and it was like a baptism of fire, really. When I saw that fixture, when the fixtures came out, I thought, you know, we've got to get off to a good start. And to go there and get a 1-0 win, I didn't think there'd be many sides go there and get victories, to be fair, because it was really tough on the day. They gave it a right go, and we had to be resolute at times. So, yeah, to go there and then back it up with a victory against Calza at home on the Tuesday, well, couldn't have asked for a better start, really.
And you've got the FA Cup, and we've caught up loads of times about the FA Cup and Sporting Calza. We're off and running again. Darlaston Town this weekend, live on the BBC Red Button and on their website. What's your thoughts on this game this weekend? Firstly, on the pitch.
On the pitch, we've got all but one available. I have got some. I've got four lads long term who haven't kicked a ball this season. They're a couple of weeks up from being back fit. The squad I've worked with from the start of the season, all but one are available. So I think I've got 19 to choose from. So there's going to be seven lads who are going to be very upset at not either starting or being on the bench. And there's going to be one lad who's going to be, because I can name seven subs on Saturday, there's going to be one who's going to be extremely unhappy. But like I always say to the lads, I come to football to win games, not to make friends, you know what I mean? It's nice if you can have a great relationship with everybody, but ultimately I want to win games of football. As for Darlaston, we played them pre-season, and they're in the Midland League. Very good side, good manager, good club, and they're a strong side. They beat Ensford in the last round, 3-0. So, you know, we're a scalp. It's local to our ground. The ground, the clubs are separated by about a mile. So it's going to be a local derby. Obviously, it's got the added spice that the BBC are filming it on the red button. So it's going to be a one-off. And it's one the lads are relishing. It's one the club's relishing. It's certainly one I'm relishing myself in terms of the coverage the club's going to get.
Yeah, and I bet the BBC are relishing it as well, because you touched upon, you know, how close the two teams are. And ever since this Midlands division was founded, I mean, the West part of it, the West Midlands part of it, just year on year, new teams getting added to it all the time. It's thriving, isn't it, at the moment? Certainly it's step four and step five levels, that part of the world you're based in.
Yeah, very much so. As like you said, the catchment area, it's the clubs of geographically are all on top of each other, so you've got everybody battling for the same players. So it's tough. I don't think there's no other catchment area like the Midlands, really, in terms of the quality of players and the amount of sides who are going in for the same lads. So it is extremely tough one to get people across the line. Obviously, you know, our place is quite an attractive place, 4G, nice surface, nice ground, try and play a decent brand of football. So you try and use all the little things you can for your advantages to try and get players across the line when you're going in for a player. But yeah, at the moment, the Midlands areas, you know, there's some real top sides. I mean, Rushall Olympic, they're probably only 3 miles away from us, and they've just gone to the Conference North. So it's all good.
Yeah, and like you've said in this interview already about your headaches you've got with regards to squad selection, I mean, regardless of what happens on Saturday, that does put you in a good spot, doesn't it, as you head into September, for keeping, well, firstly for bouncing back after the Boldmere result, but certainly keeping that sense of momentum going into September now.
Yeah, again, we've always tried to rotate the best we can to keep everybody interested and to keep everybody on their toes. I mean, I think most games this season we've made two or three changes for most games just to keep everybody fresh. Obviously, the first month of the season, you go in Saturday, Tuesday. This week was Saturday, Monday. And in the end, you know, it probably got one game too many for us, because we've got a mixture of oldish boys and young lads as well. But it finally caught up with us on the Monday with people unavailable or people with knocks. But then it starts slowing itself down in September, where you go to one game a week. So it does help with fatigue and legs and stuff like that. Obviously, lads get to work as well, 9 to 5 or some point 7 till 6 or 7 till 5, 5 days a week. So it does, especially the older boys, it does take it out of them a little bit.
And that's on the pitch. Off the pitch, it's going to be on the red button, 12:30 kickoff. I mean, what does this mean for the club, this level of exposure as well?
No, it's great. I mean, like I said earlier, everybody's buzzing. The fact that it's a great platform for the club, for the kids' side, a little bit of exposure for the club's name, for the youth section, for the ladies, for the girls. Everybody involved in the club, it just gives the club a platform where people, it gets the name out there. So, you know, I think we've done that over the last 5 or 6 years, and hopefully going forward, it just takes on a new element by doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. And last question, Ian, just about this FA Cup run, but also this match on Saturday in particular. How much are you looking forward to Saturday, and how much are you looking forward to the remainder of September as well, and what's possible at the club for this season? Because it's certainly heading in the right direction under your charge. So how much are you looking forward to it?
Immensely. Again, let's one game at a time, without sounding, well, giving you cliches, but looking forward to Saturday. It'd be great to have an FA Cup run, to go and go against some new sides we haven't played before, and to have a, you know, it brings in revenue for the club, brings exposure for the club. FA Cup, you know, realistically, clubs at our level are probably going to win 2-3 games max. If you're lucky with the draws, you might go one or two more than that. But you know, we're not going to win the FA Cup, obviously, this season. It's all about the domestic stuff. You know, domestically, we want to try and have a good, you know, having a good crack at you know, the league, without sounding like I'm putting anything out there. We want to win it, but of course we want to win it, you know what I mean, without sounding like I'm repeating myself. But we want to give it a right go. We finished 8th first season. We finished 4th last season. So if the laws of averages are going in as they have done the previous two seasons, hopefully we could finish first this one. You know, but I'm sure there's another 20 teams or such. They think differently from their perspective as well. So it's wide open. There's a couple of standouts. There's going to be newcomers into the league who are going to come in with no fear. There's a couple of sides started really well. Anthony Ahmed, Corn, looking at the league table already, which won't take shape until probably 10 games in. They've certainly got off to a great start, so fair play to them.
Well, Ian Rowe, manager of Sporting Carlisle, a big, big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Big good luck on Saturday in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. Best of luck for the month of September, and catch up again very soon.
Top man, Ben. Thanks very much, pal.
Ian Rowe there, manager of Sporting Carlisle, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And we'll be covering more of the FA Cup on the Step 4 show, which will be out later on Friday evening. And also on that show, Sporting Carlisle, currently sitting second in the Midlands division, will be hearing from the league leaders, as we'll be joined by Elliot Sandy, manager of Spalding United. But speaking of league leaders, let's stick with Step 4 now and catch up with two clubs who've had 100% starts to their season in the month of August. Shortly, we'll be joined by Scott Dundas, manager at the unbeaten Kidsgrove Athletic, who currently top the West Division. But let's go firstly to the East Division now and to Hebburn Town. It's played 5, won 5 for Hebburn. And on Friday, I caught up with their manager. It's a welcome back to the show now to Daniel Moore. Well, Daniel, big thank you for joining us. And first is first, big congratulations for the 100% start to the season. Played 5, won 5 when it comes to the league. It's been a pretty good start. Is it meeting expectation at Hebburn?
Yeah, well, we just wanted to start well. I think every team wants to start well. It gets you on a good footing for the season, creates that good vibe around the club. But we looked at the fixtures and I wouldn't say I was worried, but I was expecting, you know, some tough games, and that's what we've got. But we've come out the other side of them with 5 wins, so I can't ask much more than that from the players.
Yeah, and just touching upon the teams you played, obviously on Monday you beat Dunstan, which is you know, away from home, which is no mean feat. You've also beat Pontefract Coles on the road as well, starting off with a win against Stockton. So that's some calibre opponents there you've beaten in August.
Yeah, I think you know, first month or two of the season, people are still getting up to speed, and teams come good at different stages of the season. But it's nice to see us in them big games and taking 3 points and not settling for draws. I think the teams we've played, Pontefract, Stockton, Dunstan, will all be in that top 6, I'd imagine. So it's good for us to take points off them, because come end of the season, they might be the 3 points that we need to be in that playoff area.
And what was pre-season like as well for the club? Because obviously it must have gone really well considering the start you've had as well. But with, I'm sorry to bring this up, but the playoff semi-final and what happened there against Long Eaton United, that must have spurred you on into pre-season.
Yeah, it's just got to make you stronger, I think. I'm a big believer in, you know, if you can't win, you've got to learn and come back a bit stronger. And mentally wise, it hurt for a while, but you just have to try and move on. We started pre-season a little bit earlier than other people did, just because we went up to Scotland and had a game against a League One side, which was good for us. But then we gave the lads, you know, a couple of weeks off during pre-season. So it's worked out all right in the end. And everyone's looking fit and healthy. We've picked up a couple of injuries in the first couple of weeks of the season, more knocks than anything. But, you know, I think every club will be the same.
And with regards to your expectations for this season, admittedly, you know, we're doing this interview in the start of September, and It's certainly been a good start, like we said, 100% record. But what are your expectations? You know, Worksop are in the league. It was much of a muchness with the teams who did make the playoffs last season. All very standard-wise, all very equal. So what's your thoughts on what's possible at Hebburn Town this season in the East Division?
Just to improve. And if that means off the pitch as well, we're doing stuff with the youth set up and the grounds being, you know, improved in every way it can. You know, we came here for a long-term project, so it's just all about progression, really. So if we can progress on from what we did last year, yes, I'd be lying if the aim weren't to match what we did last year and getting them playoffs. But I think this league's a bit like the Championship. The team in 20th can beat the team first. So it's, I think the team that, you know, is consistent throughout the season and don't lose too many games in a row will be the one that finishes on top. So, and to be honest, it could be one of 12. I look down that league, I look at the fixtures and I go, oh, that's a tough fixture, that's a tough fixture. And then before you know it, you've counted 12 teams that could be there or thereabouts come into the season.
Yeah, and obviously when we talk about the starts of the season you've had, and we'll come to some of those tough fixtures in a second, but Amar Purewall, who had, you know, a very good season last year putting the ball in the net, he started this campaign off really well as well.
Yeah, he's, I think probably any striker will tell you, when you get to the, you know, that 30-year-old to 32, 33 bracket, I think you become a bit better. You sniff goals out in different areas of the pitch that you might not have done when you're a bit younger. And we play to his strengths, you know. We put balls in the box for him. He puts in an unbelievable shift. You know, running stats, he's always there at the top. And he gets his reward for his hard work that he does off the ball, you know, not just on it in and around the goal.
And obviously, when it comes to, you know, that work rate, going back to an earlier point you made about, you know, this league and all that, Liversidge on Saturday, a very tough opponent indeed. Then you've got later on in the month, you know, Consett, Carlton Town, who've had a great start. I mean, what's your thoughts on the league matches that are coming up for the club?
Very tough. Like, I know Liversidge, I think they'll be a top eight side as well. I know they've not started great, but I've watched some of their games and they're probably one win away from going on and doing probably what Long Eaton did last year, was just get, once they get a run going, I think they'll be up there, because you look at the players they've got there now and it's not far off the team that won the league the other year. So they're not going to be miles away. And then obviously Consett, we know a lot about each other. They've started really well, same as Carlton. And it's what I said, like, I think anyone on the day can beat anyone in this division, and it's pretty relentless when you look at the fixtures and you're looking for that one where you're thinking, you know, would it be easier than the other one? And there isn't one this year at all. So it's non-stop, and I think we've had a year under our belts at the club, and again, we've just tried to progress things off the pitch as well, which will help the players in preparation-wise. So it's all going in the right direction, but it's only a start, and we're only a month into a long, what, nine-month season.
Yeah, and obviously, like we said, Liversidge on Saturday. Just to touch upon the FA Trophy as well, the first qualifying round, doesn't get any easier, does it? Away at Brighouse Town next Saturday. Obviously, the FA Cup, not all been great. There was you're going down to 10 men against Heaton Stannington, and they picked up the win. So how good would it be to have an FA Trophy run this year, potentially? But Brighouse Town is tough, to say the least.
Yeah. I think any away game in this division's tough, and obviously Brighouse is probably up there with the top three or four in the division. So to go there and get a result is going to be tough. We have to be on our mettle, but I think any team in the league is going to want to have a good run in the trophy, because FA Cup, you have to win, what, 5-6 games to get a big side. But within the trophy, if you can get through the first three or four games, you know, you're looking at some really big sides that you could be drawn against. And I won't show any team that we play no disrespect at all. You know, we respect every opponent the same. We prepare the same for each game. We have a good look at them. And it'll be the same for whoever we play, whether we win and go through with the next round and play a higher opposition. Or, for instance, Grantham in the league, they've got a brand new side. And me and my assistant, we travelled down to Loughborough the other week before we played them on the first game of the season to have a look at them. So it's just about preparation for me, and that's one thing that we looked into detail with this year that, you know, anything to help the players during the season.
Well, it certainly paid off in the month of August, all that hard work behind the scenes, Daniel. And just a bit of a closing question, really, just about what's possible at Hebburn Town. You've had a good pre-season, that's for sure, building on what was achieved last year. So how excited are you about what's possible at Hebburn Town this season with everything that's going on, all the great work off the pitch, but clearly all the good work that's going on it as well?
Yeah, it's a brilliant club to be at, a progressive club. I think anyone that you speak to that comes to the club would, you know, every team that comes, you're like, oh, what a setup this is. The pitch is brilliant. All the facilities are, you know, second to none. You know, they wouldn't go amiss at the National League North level. So on the pitch, it's for us to try and do the business and marry it up with what's happening off the pitch. So it's important that we do it properly, though, and, you know, we don't get carried away with what other people say. It's about what we do in the dressing room, and we keep things within the dressing room. We don't go saying we're going to do this and that, and we'll just see where we are at the end of April and not the end of August, but I wouldn't mind taking where we are now at the end of April.
Oh, absolutely. Well, so far so good, Daniel. Daniel Moore, manager of Hebburn Town, a big thank you for taking the time out of your day to join us on this week's show. Congratulations on the great start to the campaign. All the best in the FA Trophy and the upcoming league matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Thanks, mate.
Hebburn Town manager Daniel Moore there joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And finally for this week's show, let's go to the league leaders in the West Division as we enter the month of September. That's Kidsgrove Athletic. They too are played 5, won 5 in their respective division. And on Friday, I caught up with the manager at the league leaders of the West Division. It's a welcome back to the show to Scott Dundas. Well, Scott, a big thank you for joining us. And early days, admittedly, in the West Division, or for any division this season in the English football pyramid. But safe to say, Kidsgrove Athletic, the start your side has had is very, very impressive indeed. How's August been?
Yeah, it's been like a dream, really. Win 7 games on the trot. Obviously, get through a couple of FA Cup rounds as well. Well, definitely couldn't have asked for a better start. So, yeah, really, really happy.
What were your expectations for August? Because, like you said, I mean, for some teams that step forward, you've got that extra preliminary round plus the preliminary round of the FA Cup. So throw that into the mix of league fixtures as well. I mean, what were your expectations heading into this season?
Really, at the start, when you looked at the fixtures, the teams that we had to play, and like you've just said there with the FA Cup games, and which were very difficult to start with the extra prelim away at Plain Lie Town, and then obviously we had to play two of the playoff semi-finalists and the finalists from last year, Hensford, who've come down from the league above. So, you know, we were looking at the fixtures and thinking if we could get, you know, a couple of wins and a draw maybe at one of the big teams' grounds, and then just kick on from there really and try and stay in the FA Cup. So it's been really good.
Yeah, and like you say, I mean, to stay in the FA Cup, we'll come to the Lincoln United game on Saturday in a second, but those last three matches heading into this FA Cup tie, Hensford away, Runcorn Linnets, Leek Town, 3 victories out of 3 there following the preliminary round of the FA Cup against Sutton Coldfield and the victory in that game. That's some form, isn't it, really? And some teams
yeah,
are beating.
It is. It's great. But like you say, like everyone says, you know, it's early days and we know I know all too well at this level. But confidence is high. I think everybody in the team's scoring goals. I mean, it's just crazy. We scored 49 league goals last year in 38 games and already we've got 20 and 5. So, and I think apart from one lad, every single player's chipped in with a goal, which again is remarkable, really.
Was that what you were going for this season? The big caveat is, we keep saying it's true, it is August, but was it all about entertaining and being, you know, scoring plenty of goals this season? Was that the target? Or was it just to score more than last year, like you say?
Just score more than last year. I mean, we created that many chances last year and everybody knows in football, sometimes it goes in, sometimes it doesn't. And it just wasn't going in last year at all. We used to win games 2-1, 3-1. I think the most we ever won a game last year was, I think it was 3-1, and that was the last game of the season away at Clitheroe. And to be fair, we just tried to change the way we played last couple of games of the season when everything was done and dusted and no pressure on him. And pre-season, we worked on a lot. Towards the end of last season, we decided to change the way we're going to play, and really good at the minute, the way we're doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And what, not to put a specific on it, because it's literally only just turned into September, but what is your target for this year? Because a couple of seasons ago, you finished 10th. Last season, you finished 8th. This has been a good start. So I'm imagining you'd like to, regardless of, you know, where we are in the football calendar at the moment, you'd like to see progression from last season, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we looked at the leagues, saw where we finished last season, you know, 12 points off the playoffs. So we looked at the fixtures from last year and where we could have possibly gained them 12 points. So, yeah, that was the aim for this year, is to definitely try and get in the playoffs and be one of them teams competing for get out of the league.
Well, like we've said, good start to the league season, but also a good start with the FA Cup run as well. That takes us to Lincoln United away tomorrow in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup. What's your thoughts on this challenge?
Yeah, I thought I'd been done with when was it, Chase Town, with the Lincoln aways and the aways and all that kind of travelling over that distance, which, yeah, it's going to be a tough game. They've started off really well. They're top of their league. Got some good players that I know from my time in the East League, I think it is. But yeah, they're obviously tough challenge, tough place to go. I don't think I have actually ever won there. But the lads are game with full of confidence. So hopefully, worst case scenario, we can get something out of the game and get them back on Tuesday night. But it's going to be a tough one.
And then obviously next Saturday, it's Gresley Rovers away in the first qualifying round of the FA Trophy. So cup matches left, right and centre at the moment. How important, based on the chat we've had here, Scott, how important is it to just keep the momentum going regardless of the competition? I mean, to be fair, it'd be good, I think, regardless, to have a good cup run this year in either trophy or cup or both, but certainly with regards to keeping that momentum going, it's really handy.
Yeah, it is. Some say it's good, some say, like, you know, if we manage to win Saturday, or we'll get through the round and then we play Gresley, and then the week after, I think, is the next round of the FA Cup. So we've gone from playing 5 league games in August to, if that happens, then the momentum carried on and we carried on winning those games. Then we'd only play 2 league games in September. So it has its plus and minuses, really. But, you know, obviously you just want to carry on winning games and just keep the run going for as long as possible, and then see where you're at once you do lose a game or so.
Yeah, because obviously at the end of the month you've got Vauxhall Motors and Avro. If you do get knocked out of the cup, I think you've got Chase Town, haven't you, potentially on the 16th. It's good, isn't it?
I just hope we're still in this kind of position come April, but like you say, long way go.
Yeah, fingers crossed. And last question, Scott, just about, you know, the upcoming challenges of the FA Cup, but also the FA Trophy and the league. It's been a great start. You're going to want to keep that going. How much are you looking forward to what's possible at Kidsgrove Athletic this season following this great start?
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, crazy weird confidence in football, but it just gives them the belief. You know, even Monday, going 2-1 down against Leake, and last year we'd have definitely lost that game. But with scoring goals, it just gives them the belief that they can go out there and score the 3s and 4s, which they have been doing. But yeah, costing me a bit of money with the fine kitty, but, you know, I'll carry on paying that as long as the goals keep coming.
Why? What have you put yourself through here with this fine kitty?
I wanted them to score more goals this year, so we had a discussion with the management team, and every time they score 3 or more,
we have to
put some money into the kitty. So I'm absolutely gutted. As people know me, I'm tighter than cramp. So,
well,
I don't mind in this instance, to be honest.
If there's any Kidsgrove fans listening, if it carries on like this, you might need to start a crowdfunder up at some point to keep you going, keep a roof over your head at this stage.
I won't mind that.
But Scott, it's been a great start to the season, and a big thank you for joining us on this week's show. A big good luck in the FA Cup and the FA Trophy, as well as the upcoming league matches, and we'll catch up again very soon.
Cheers, man. Thanks a lot, mate.
Kidsgrove Athletic manager Scott Dundas there, joining us here on this week's edition of the Pitching In NPL show. And just a reminder, we'll have more interviews with Step 4 managers on this month's edition of the Pitching In NPL Step 4 show. This week, I'll be joined by the managers at Spalding United, Bedworth United, Belper Town, Carlton Town, Widnes and Mosley. But that's it for this week's edition of the NPL show. A big good luck to everyone in FA Cup action this weekend. And for all the latest results, as well as fixtures and all the latest news from the world of the Northern Premier League, you can visit the website www.thenpl.co.uk. A big thank you to all the managers who've joined me for this week's edition of the NPL show. But I'm Ben, and you all make sure you all have a lovely and safe weekend. Bye-bye.